This is going to be a sort of different NSFW audio because it's not a roleplay, but it technically is NSFW. I would like to tell you a story. I don't know. I felt like this might be a cool place to share that with you. And I know you guys really like when I give you updates about myself and stuff, and it feels kind of personal. I don't want to share too much. I'm just gonna vaguely explain what kind of happened. So I suggest sitting back and just listening to my story, because it's really interesting. It kind of starts way back when I was still kind of exploring my sexuality a bit. It was a very weird time. But yeah, I played on my PlayStation with friends. You have like these, on PlayStation 4, you have these party kind of things, and it's like a voice chat with friends, but back then you could invite anyone you wanted into them. And my friends kind of had another friend. Obviously, I won't name names, but I'll just call him my gamer friend, because he was literally like my gaming buddy, kind of. He was not like an in real life friend. He was just like a friend you had like to game with and stuff. But he became something more. So they decided to invite someone into that voice chat, and he was really cool, and I liked him a lot, and he liked me, and we started playing Grand Theft Auto together online with the other friends, and we started to get to know each other. And then one day, like, nobody was online, and we decided to just have some fun with the two of us on GTA Online. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto is like, I think most of you guys know what Grand Theft Auto is. It's a video game. But yeah, we started playing by ourselves more and more. We started to really get to know each other and like each other. And then he like, he asked me some questions. I remember that was so weird, but like, he asked me some questions about like boys. And if I've ever thought about boys in that way, like guys, if I would, like, if I was ever wondering, like, how it would be like to be with a guy and stuff like that. But, like, back then I wasn't really questioning my sexuality at all. But yeah, like, from just one thing came another, and our friendship started to get like a bit closer. And then I had a game that I didn't like anymore, and he wanted to buy it from me. So like, we have never met in real life, just on like PlayStation. But like, hold on, let me just lower my volume a bit. This is all very unscripted and very like on the spot. My microphones aren't even like properly set up, but so I went to his house. He like gave me his address, and I went to his house to like sell him that game for like 20 euros or something. I don't know, even the game was, I think, Watch Dogs 2. I don't even, it's not important. But like, I arrived at his home, but it started raining, and like his parents and like his older brother were at home. And like, they offered me to, like, I had never met these people, but they were so nice. They offered me to stay a bit until the rain was done, but it was a bit awkward at first, because like, I really wasn't planning to like get to know like my buddy like in real life. It was just like a gaming buddy, and like, I quickly went there to sell that game. But I ended up like staying like with him, because it was so rainy. It was like very raining. You know what, I'm gonna set the mood a bit. Like, with the power of editing, I'll just add some rain in the background. just for the sake of like immersion. So it was raining really heavily. There was no thunder, no. But it was like extremely, like, what's that called when there's like rain, but ice rain? Hail. There was a lot of hail. But like, it doesn't matter. This story is just so unfocused. I'm sorry, but I'll get to the point. So, we obviously kind of like said to each other, like, let's just play some video games until the rain's over so I can bike home again. So that's what we did. We went upstairs to his room and he kind of like showed me some games on his PC, and like the games that we didn't play together on PS4, he like showed me on PC, and he had GTA Online, like just Grand Theft Auto, he had that for PC with mods and stuff installed. So we kind of like, we, you know, did that, and we just played some GTA. I was just sitting next to him, like looking at his computer screen, like just, you know, buddies gaming together, kinda. Like, and his parents were like, I think they were making dinner or something downstairs, and his older brother was like gaming in his own room. But like, I remember it was so weird, but like his door was open. Like, he was really comfortable with, I always close my door, the door of my room, especially when I'm playing video games like GTA, because like there's some like sexual stuff in there as well, and like I don't want my parents to walk in on the wrong moments. But like he was so open about it, and like in Grand Theft Auto there's like a strip club you can visit in that game, but like he had mods installed, and like the female strippers were like replaced with male strippers, and I don't know, that was weird to me. But like he went in there and like showed me around a bit, and like I don't know, but the point is, like he said he was going to get some drinks, and he got us like some lemonade or something, I think. But like then when he came back, he closed his door, and I was like, I don't know, something just I don't know exactly what it was, but something clicked that he was like, I don't know, something just clicked. But he closed his door and he started to get like kind of like kind of closer to me. He sat a bit closer to me, let's say, and he was like really comfortable around me. And I don't know, I hadn't really thought about boys that much. Like, yeah, just the thing is, he just got closer and closer, and like he started talking really, really softly, and like very, he has just a really great voice, and just, I don't know. It's just that point. If you're like gay or bisexual as a guy, you just know that like that one point where you're like, you realize you're gay, but you don't fully realize it. You like, you know you're gay, like, yeah, I'm gay, or yeah, I like boys, but you don't realize that you're actually, you know you like boys, but you don't realize that you're gay or that you have like actual feelings like that. You just never really thought about it. But I kind of knew that I was attracted to boys back then as well, but I don't know. So he got like super close, and he gave me a blanket, and we started getting under a blanket because I was still a bit cold from the rain. And yeah, he just started like getting really comfy, and then we just sat there cuddled up next to each other, playing GTA, like going in a strip club full of hot boys, hot guys, like I don't know, they weren't hot, they were just male men, like old strippers, I don't know. It was just, the mood was just a bit. But then he like started asking questions if I liked what I saw in the strip club, and if I was like curious about like what it would feel like if a guy would strip in front of me and stuff like that. And I started to get like excited, like really excited. I don't know why, but like just the way he was super close to me, and he was really attractive. And I don't know, he was kind of just really smooth, and he just kind of made me feel very an intimate feeling that I've never had with a boy. He was really close to me, and like we were so comfortable with each other. But then he started asking me like very personal questions, if I would ever try something with a boy, just to know what it feels like. And I said, yes, I would actually not mind doing something like that. And he stood up and he locked his room. And at that point, I realized what was about to happen. He wouldn't lock his room without any reason. So he actually like came and sit like on his desk in front of me. Like I was sitting on a chair next to him, like on his like chair with wheels on it, like gaming chair or something. And he like came and sat like in front of me, but like because of like the height difference, kind of, because he was like sitting and I was like on my chair, like I was just looking right at his crotch. He was like right in front of me and he was kind of looking down and smiling at me, and I remember getting so blushy and like really curious. And I don't know why, but I got kind of hard. He made me feel things because of like being so close, and I don't know, just the moment was just really comfortable and right. And it already started like getting a bit dark outside. This was like in the fall, I think, where like the sun like goes down quicker or earlier. His parents were like making dinner, and like his brother really wouldn't walk in, and like he locked his room, and just like the mood was just like shifting into something very, very hot and steamy. And this is all like, it's weird, but like when the moment is right, you can't think of anything else. And I got hard, and he noticed, and he was just like smiling, and he was like, see, you actually think this is pretty cool, and you actually think that you're like, I don't know, like this is actually turning you on. And it really was. So he dared me to pull down his pants and see for myself if I liked what I saw. So I did. And then he like we talked about it a bit, and I said that I liked it, and he liked it. And then he like said, stood up. He said like to me, he told me to stand up, and so I did. And he just like removed his pants completely. He was like in his boxers, and then he like got shirtless. So like he just stripped like right in front of me, like down to his boxers. And like I saw he was really getting hard. So what happened next was he sat back on his chair and he said like he wanted to continue to play games, but he would actually not mind if I did something to him while he was gaming. Like he was like daring me to do something like that to him. So I came and like sat under his desk, and I kind of spread his legs a bit, and I went down on him, and it was amazing. It was actually the first time I did something like that, and it was really hot, and I just remember I couldn't stop blushing at all. And like something else happened then, because his mom came knocking on the door, and she asked if I would stay over for dinner. But like she came like knocking, and I was so scared, and like it really startled me. And he was like, "Oh shit!" And he just got in his like shirt really quickly, and I came from under the desk. Like we were both like, it was probably super obvious to the mom that we were like up to something, but she didn't care at all. Like we were so sus. We were just standing there. Like he opened the door, like, but the mom, his mom, like clearly could hear the sound of like the lock going like open again. So like I think his mom kind of knew what was going on, but she was super cool. And I bless that woman to this day that she didn't like comment about it. Like that was a very, bless her. But yeah, she asked me if I stayed over, and like me, and like I didn't want to leave that place. I wanted to stay. Heck yeah, I was gonna stay over. And I stayed. She asked if I stayed for dinner, and I said yes. And then we got back to playing games, but like we were both kind of startled about the whole thing. Like his mom walking in, not walking, but like knocking at the door, and we weren't feeling it anymore. But like we both kind of kept staring at each other and at each other's bulge, because like I was still hard. I think it was hard for the whole evening. Like we gamed until like midnight, cause like I decided to actually not go home, and I like talked to my parents, and they said that it was okay for me to spend the night there. And like he asked his parents, and like so we had a sleeping date, we had a sleepover. So here I was like really turned on, and he was turned on, and we know that like stuff was about to happen once his parents went to sleep, because like yeah, we just knew that like I practically had given him, you know, I went down on him already, but like he didn't finish. But so actually he was getting tired, and I was getting tired, and we just like decided to go to bed. But like he invited me to stay in his bed, and not like on an extra mattress on the ground or something. So yeah, we kind of like cuddled up to each other, but I could like feel him getting really hard and like pushing against me, like we were spooning. And I don't know, I offered to touch it and like get him off, and that's what I did. And I don't know, like, in hindsight, I could have asked him to do some stuff to me, but I didn't. I was just so focused on him feeling good, and I don't know, but yeah, I got him off. But, like, he came all over my leg, and, like, my whole boxers were kind of, like, wet from his, you know, and, like, I had to remove them, so... And then he was super cool, and he decided to join me in not having any boxers. So we actually slept naked together, and it was a very spicy night, because I didn't sleep that much. I just kept like feeling, and I don't know, but it stayed with that. But that was like a super gay awakening for me. Like, from that moment, I just knew I was gay, and I was like, boys, 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 boys. Like, later on, I figured out I was bisexual, and I'm really, really confident in my sexuality now. But, like, that night kind of awoken something in me that whole evening. So, yeah, that's kind of the story of how I knew I was gay. And how my first ever... you know, experience went. I actually have more of these kind of stories, but I'm not really sure if you guys are even interested in them. But I don't know, it feels kind of cool to be able to share them. I don't know. Just let me know if you like these kind of stories or not.